We'll review what we did last week. We said the basic and the basic conclusion of every pasuk has a sof pasuk. Sof pasuk is simply sof pasuk, sof pasuk, sof pasuk. Open up your chumashim to the parsha of Shema, please. We'll start with Shema, and we'll quickly review the sof pasuk, and then move forward to the next two tunes. We're in Shema. Okay, and we said we have a Shiva, the two dots, and a Shiva. When it is in the beginning of a word, it is Shiva na. That's why it is Shiva. Shema. Not Shema, but Shema. Shema. Okay, let's open up our Chumashim to Sefer Devarim, Deuteronomy, Parshas Vayeschanon. We are in the sixth chapter. Pasuk Dalid Echad Sof Pasuk. Let's go through the Pasukim and say the Sof Pasuk. Echad Echad Echad. Next Pasuk Uchon Meodecha. We said when there's a meteg connecting two words, that hyphen, that makes it, we read it like one word. Uchon Meodecha. Is the Shiva under Vichol, or Shvana, or Shvanach? It is naf, it is naf, it is rested. Uvchol. You don't say uvichol, but uvchol. If it would say vichol, then it would be vichol. But if it were in the beginning of the word, it would also be bichol. And then there would be a dagesh, a dot in the vase, which also makes it a shiva na. So now we learned the second rule. When does a shiva become na? We said either when it is in the beginning of the word, or when the letter that it is under has a dagesh, has a dot in it. So if it were bechol, it would be a shivana because of the dagesh, because of the dot, and because it's in the beginning of the word. So being that there is no dot in the base, and there it is not in the beginning of the word, it is read as uchol me'odecha, uchol me'odecha, uchol me'odecha. Next pasuk, al levavecha. You remember the pause between the al and levavecha, not to make it one word literally, right? Because it ends al, ends with the lamed, levavecha begins with the lamed, so you have to read it al levavecha, al levavecha, al levavecha, al levavecha. Even though there's a hyphen, there is a metek, so it's supposed to be read like one word, but not exactly like one word. You still have to make that break that al and levavecha are two words. Uvkumecha, 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 einecha. Notice the sof pasuk is on the nun. Einecha, einecha, uvishnarecha, uvishnarecha. So now we ended the parasha of Shema. Okay. Now, we have a tikecha. We have two similar signs. One is called a mercha, and the other is called a tipecha. Merecha tipecha etnachta. Merecha tipecha sof pasuk. Merecha is basically red. You go down a drop. Tipecha, you go up. Tipecha ta 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 ta. Merecha tipecha. Merecha tipecha, merecha tipecha, merecha tipecha. Under the word Shema, you have a tipecha. Tipecha, Shema, tipecha, Shema. Uvchol nafshecha, that goes up. Uvchol nafshecha, uvchol meodecha. Tipecha sof pasuk uchol nafshecha uchol meodecha. Pasuk hey, at the end of the pasuk we have a tipecha. Again, it's two words with a hyphen, so they're read like one. Uchol nafshecha uchol meodecha. Tipecha sof pasuk. Tipecha goes up slightly. Ta 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 ta. Tipecha, ta ta ta. Tipecha. Why is it tipecha? Because there's that dot in the fe. T Tikvecha. There's a dot in the faith. Tikvecha. Sof pasuk. Uchol nafshecha. Uchol me'odecha. Let's go on to pasuk vav. We're holding in Dvarim. Perek vav, pasuk vav. The sixth chapter, the sixth pasuk. Hayom al levavecha. Tikvecha. Sof pasuk. Hayom al levavecha. Hayom al levavecha. Hayom al levavecha. Every pasuk in Tanakh must have a merecha, tipecha, and the sof pasuk. Every pasuk. Upshoch becha, upkumecha. Upshoch becha, upkumecha. Tipecha, sof pasuk. Upshoch becha, upkumecha. Tipecha, sof pasuk. 10 times, tipecha, sof pasuk. 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 Let's go through the psukim. We'll start with pasuk hey, and then hey, vav, zayin, and tes. We'll skip ches for now. So let's do from hey. Tipecha, sof pasuk. Pasuk hey. Uchol nafshecha, uchol me'odecha. Uchol nafshecha, uchol me'odecha. Notice, in certain countries, the common language is spoken that everything is mil'el. The stress is always on the first syllable. English is one of those languages. In English, most of the words, the stress is on the first syllable. Syllable, not syllable, not syllable. In Hebrew, the stress is almost always on the last syllable. On that. So that's why in Hebrew we pronounce things as milra. Milra means stress on the end. Mil'el means stress on the beginning. So sometimes you'll hear people saying uchol nafshecha, uchol me'odecha, uchol nafshecha. It's not right. It's uchol nafshecha. It's not uchol nafshecha. It's uchol nafshecha. It's a milra. The stress is on the end. Milra. Uchol nafshecha, uchol me'odecha, hayom al levavecha. Hayom al levavecha. Pasuk zayin. Upshoch becha, upkumecha. Upshoch becha, upkumecha. We're skipping to pasuk yud. Beitecha uvishcharecha. Beitecha uvishcharecha. Tipecha sof pasuk. Tipecha sof pasuk. Tipecha sof pasuk.